We are not having children come up for children's time, as many of you are aware, as we are still in stage 5 in Austin, trying to take those precautions to keep everyone safe. But if you're a child and you're here in person, or you are here worshiping with us online, I invite you to listen closely for a message prepared specially for you, and to keep the kind of theme and feeling of children's time together. I'm going to sit down so everybody knows that this is more of a casual kind of thing that we do. So, friends, I want to tell you this morning about a guy in the Bible named Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah was not a bullfrog. He was a real man, or a boy, for that matter, very importantly. And God appears, Jeremiah hears the voice of God speaking to him. And what Jeremiah hears God says to Jeremiah, "Before you were born, before you were even a baby in your mom's belly," right? "Before you even existed, I knew who you were." God tells Jeremiah that God made Jeremiah special to do good things that God had planned for Jeremiah. And Jeremiah's response to this, I think, is really relatable. Jeremiah says that Jeremiah cannot do the things that God is telling him to do. He says, "I am only a young boy," right? Like many of you, just a child. He says, "I'm not ready for that." But God responds and tells Jeremiah, "Do not be afraid. I know what you're capable of. I am with you, and I have prepared you, and you can do this thing." And God goes with Jeremiah and sends Jeremiah out to be a prophet in the nations to tell everybody about all of the amazing and wondrous things that God has done and is doing and will do for God's people. And I think that's such a cool message, because sometimes when we come to church, we talk a lot about how we as Christians believe in God, but I don't think we talk as much about how God also believes in us, and God believes in you. And God has prepared you to do great and amazing things, and God has made you specially so that you can go into the world and you can love other people and you can be kind to other people and you can tell other people about who God is. And I think when we come to church and when we pray together and when we sing songs of worship and when we learn about the Bible, I think we get just a little bit better at hearing God's voice, at hearing what it is that God has prepared for us to do. And that's something that's really special and amazing, and I want to celebrate that with y'all today. So let's go ahead and pray, and then after we pray, I will get up, and I believe Miss Amy will get up as well, and we will lead the children to church time, children's church. That's the term I was looking for. So, friends, please join me in prayer. Dear God, thank you for loving us, for making us special, and for believing in us. Help us to believe in ourselves so that we can love other people and share the good news of your love to everyone that we see. Amen. All right, friends, let's go to children's church.